This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial's set correctly to USA Prepares. We're delighted you're in class with us today. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at GCN. I'm Vincent Finelli. If you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line is up and running 24/7, 605-477-3249. Hour number one, we're going to be talking about more miles per gallon. How to get more miles per gallon. Part three of automobile efficiency. Hour number two, Bert Bertonis is going to be joining us, and then we're going to be talking about Wi-Fi, how to configure it, how to minimize the health risks, and how to make it work better. And we're going to address concerns. And I have a couple designs that I'm interested in implementing, and I'd like to get his input on that. Right now, Charles in Ohio. Welcome, Charles.
Good morning.
Good morning, Charles. Hey, thank you for being with us today.
Good to see you again. Yeah. Appreciate it. I really appreciate everybody.
Well, part three of automobile efficiency. Charles, I've got an analogy I'd like to share with the class. So this morning I hopped on the scale and I weighed 137 pounds, 137. And I've been as high as, 144. And I didn't like it. And I thought, gosh, you know, I need to lose a few pounds. Well, I was put on prednisone, and man, I was hungry, 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 and ate like there was no tomorrow. I couldn't stop it, and I put on pounds very quickly. Well, the difference between 137 and, 144 is only 7 pounds. But as a percentage, it's 5% more. And I thought, gosh, I'm dragging around this extra weight. You know, it's not a lot of fun. So I did a little research. And I found out that, and these are rough numbers, for every 100 pounds that you remove from a vehicle, your fuel economy can increase between 1 and 2%. That's for every 100 pounds. Now, I thought, well, how many percent is that we're removing for just 100 pounds? So if you have a 3,000-pound vehicle, removing 100% is removing 3%. And I was thinking, wow, I was weighing 5% more, and I felt kind of sluggish, and so I shedded that. I shed that. I got down to 137. I really wanted to get down to 136. But so 7 pounds for me was a 5% weight reduction. Now, if that were a vehicle, I'd be getting between 2 and 4% more fuel economy just by shedding those 5% or so of pounds. Do you think it's the same with cars and trucks?
Absolutely, and you bring up an excellent point, and really that's the same thing I always do. I draw parallels, and what you're saying is so true, because when you want to improve mileage on your vehicle, or you want to improve.
Did we lose Charles? Yeah, okay. So I think we lost Charles. So class, while we're waiting for Charles to reconnect, you do? Oh, okay. So Charles is going to call back in, I'm sure. And so what we've learned is that for every 100 pounds of extra weight that you remove, you're going to increase your fuel economy by 1% to 2%. So what does that mean? So what do we carry around in our vehicles? Well, we've got some pickup trucks here. I've got one. I've got an old Chevy pickup truck. It's a 2004 model. It's a V6, and it's a two-wheel drive. Nothing special. You know, it's rust-colored. And I have a toolbox on the back. It's an aluminum toolbox with a cover that goes from side to side. And I selected an aluminum one because it's lighter, but there's certain things I need to carry around the farm with me. I carry tow chains, tow ropes, sockets, wrenches, pliers, fencing wire, string, all kinds of things. Now, that's reducing my miles per gallon. So if I'm going on a trip somewhere and I don't need those things, I don't take them with me. If I think I'm going to need them, I do take them with me. But the cost of doing that is that I'm going to use more fuel. More fuel. No question about it. So keep that in mind if you're carrying a lot of junk around in your car that you don't need. Right? So, and some people do. I mean, some people carry a lot of things in their car. Now, in the wintertime, So in the wintertime, you may see people, you know, putting a load of logs in the back of the pickup truck, you know, to gain more traction. Well, that's fine. But if you don't need that weight, it will cost you more fuel to carry that weight with you. So you may not want to carry around the weight to and reduce your miles per gallon. Now, one thing that really will help you is being easy on the accelerator. And it doesn't matter whether you have a diesel or a gas-powered vehicle. I learned back in the 1960s, 1970s, that if you were to drive your vehicle, regardless of what it is, as if you have an egg, I'm talking about an egg from a chicken, between the bottom of your foot and the accelerator pedal, you will get more miles per gallon. Now, the logic is that you would not slam down that accelerator pedal if you had an egg, a raw egg, between your foot and the accelerator pedal. So if you're easy on the accelerator, you will get more miles per gallon. So that's number one. Okay. Another thing to consider is the type of fuel. Now, some people believe that if their car calls for regular unleaded fuel, that they will get more miles per gallon if they use premium fuel, higher octane. Not true. Not true. You will spend more money to get there, but you will not get more miles per gallon because you're using more expensive fuel. Now, higher octane fuel, octane is really a way of looking at knock resistance. So vehicles that have high compression ratios need more knock resistance because there is a tendency to detonate prematurely if you don't have a higher octane rating. But if you have a standard compression ratio engine, which most of us have, as I have in my Chevrolet pickup truck with a 4.3 liter V6, nothing special about it. Well, I would get the same miles per gallon if I used, you know, the most expensive fuel as compared to standard fuel, assuming like both of them were ethanol ameliorated, meaning the fuels around our neck of the woods are 10% ethanol mixed with 90% gasoline. So if it's ethanol and gasoline and we're comparing premium versus unleaded, we're going to get the same miles per gallon. So there's no sense in using premium fuel if your car calls for regular. Okay. So we talked about the weight. We talked about carrying extra weight is going to cost you more miles per gallon. And here's another way of looking at it. Charles, while we were waiting for you to reconnect, I was talking about, you know, weight, and I was talking about the octane of fuel. I was talking about taking it easy on the accelerator pedal to waste less fuel, to get more miles per gallon. Any comments on those criteria for getting more miles per gallon?
Those are all excellent strategies, and like they say, egg between your foot and the gas pedal is a good way to start, and it does make a big difference. I've used those techniques.
Okay. All right. And next, we talked about removing the weight. What about drag? Now, I've seen plenty of vehicles back in the, well, say, 80s, 90s, that had roof racks, you know, car racks from the factory. And they had components that I would say increased the drag going through the air. Do you think that roof racks and, you know, other storage accessories might decrease the miles per gallon?
Absolutely, they will. It's well known that aerodynamics are very important, especially the higher the speed goes, the more they factor into what you're getting. And like I say, I believe in testing to evaluate, and when you have a good idea of what kind of improvements you're looking for, what's achievable, it's a little easier to reach your target. And one way you can test that is you go out on the road, you pick a straight stretch, hopefully even occasionally you may get two different directions, but what you do is like drive up to 70 miles an hour, put it in neutral, see how long it measured amount of time to go back to maybe 20 miles an hour with your stopwatch. Then put your roof rack on and do the same test. You might want to do it in two different directions, but it's just a way of evaluating how much drag that's causing.
Yes, and you know, I did something a little different, but I wanted to see if the tailgate up versus down made a difference. And so what I did was I did a test like that. I did several miles with a Dodge Cummins turbo diesel, 5.9 liter, straight six-cylinder, inline six, and 1999 model. And I have a computer that tells us how many miles per gallon the truck was getting. And it typically gets 23 to 25 miles per gallon. Well, I did the same test at 55 miles an hour with the tailgate down, driving as easily as I could, and I got 29.9 miles per gallon, compared to 23 to 25 miles per gallon doing the same test with the tailgate up. Huge difference. Huge difference. So tailgate down makes a difference, but we'll talk more about that when we come back.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells, using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Charles in Ohio's with us, and we're talking about more miles per gallon. I want to mention a concern about putting the tailgate down. Now, if you do that and you have cargo in your bed box, it can fly out. And I do not recommend it. Okay, under no circumstances, if you have cargo in your bed box. The other thing is, if you're on a bumpy road, that tailgate will bounce up and down, and it's really rough on the hinges. So overall, I don't recommend leaving your tailgate down, you know, for very long periods. If you're going to be going on a long trip and you're not going to be putting anything in the bed box, you might want to remove your tailgate, okay, and put it in a place where it won't get all scratched up. So those are my thoughts on tailgates. Charles, any comments on that?
I'm not really a pickup guy like you, but I've seen those netting for tailgate to keep retain cargo.
Yep.
And,
well, let me comment on that. When we were manufacturing satellite receivers back in 1980, there was this thought that we could have a dish antenna, a 10-foot dish antenna, and we could make it out of mesh. And the wind would blow through it, so you wouldn't need as strong of a support to keep that dish antenna from blowing over. Well, what we found out was, we did some testing, and those holes, you know, if they're small, get plugged up with the air. Not plugged up, you know, like you would think a screen would get plugged up, but gets plugged up with air, the air stops moving through it, and it almost becomes a solid surface again. So, yeah, you get maybe a small benefit if you're going slowly, but as the air speed increases, hitting that screen, it tends to plug up, and it's not as effective as we might think. Now, if the holes are really big, then there's more of a savings in fuel. But if the if you have louvers and that kind of thing, and there's still some restriction there. So I'm not convinced that that is the best approach. Your thoughts?
Oh no, I really like the fact that you have so much practical experience and just general knowledge to question and look at points of view like that. I was just thinking, well, I've lost my thought again, but go ahead.
Okay, let's talk about automatic transmissions versus manual transmissions. Now, there's a belief that if you have an automatic transmission, you will get worse miles per gallon than if you have a manual transmission. All things being equal, what are your thoughts on that?
I'd say that there is a loss at automatic transmission because of its fluid coupling that's inherent. There will be, but it's small. So, I mean, the penalty, if you're an experienced driver, especially if you're experienced with trying to increase mileage, you can definitely squeeze more out of a manual transmission. But for the general public and general driving situations, I think most people prefer the convenience of an automatic, and the penalty isn't really, from what I've seen, it's not great enough to for the inconvenience of people that want automatic.
Mm-hmm. And I agree. For most people who don't really want to get into how vehicles work, I think you're better off with an automatic transmission. Replacing a clutch is no fun if you have a manual transmission. So for most people, I think you're better off with an automatic. Charles, I was reading a couple threads on some forums last night about pickup trucks. And, I have to laugh at what some people are saying. And the question was raised on one of these forums, what about a four-wheel drive versus a two-wheel drive in a pickup truck? And, is it better or not? And the answer is, if you think you're going to be in snow a lot, obviously you're going to want a four-wheel drive. And you're going to want tires to be commensurate with the weather conditions. And in my case, I live in Missouri, but I've got an all-wheel drive vehicle. And I want a pickup that gets good miles per gallon and one that I can drive across the fields easily. So I have a two-wheel drive pickup. And one of the guys was saying, well, you only get 2 miles per gallon, better fuel economy, if you have a two-wheel drive. So what's the big deal? And I want to talk about what the big deal is when you come back. Because I put pencil to paper, and it's an enormous big deal. And I'll show you with numbers how big of a deal that 2 miles per gallon really is when we compare four-wheel drive to two-wheel drive pickup trucks. We'll be right back.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Accused of killing five people yesterday at a Maryland newspaper, Jared Ramos has been charged with five counts of first-degree murder, and Ramos is scheduled for a bail hearing at 10:30 this morning Eastern in Annapolis, Maryland, where the shooting took place yesterday afternoon. He's accused of opening fire in the offices of the Capital Gazette, against which he reportedly had a vendetta after it ran an article about him 7 years ago after he had pleaded guilty to harassing a former high school classmate. Annapolis Mayor Gavin Buckley is saying the chief editor of the newspaper wasn't in the office at the time.
I was speaking to the editor of the Capitol probably 20 minutes beforehand. That editor was not in the building when the shooter came in, or he would have been dead, I'm sure. He doesn't go away very often. He works really hard.
USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to
443-443.
This can be slightly.
When are today's hot?
Oh, God, you're
take my.
When you go to the
feet,
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So Charles and I were talking about miles per gallon, and so I was reading this form, and one guy said, well, you know, you're only going to lose 2 miles per gallon if you have a four-wheel drive pickup truck versus a two-wheel drive pickup. It's like, what's the big deal? So I thought, really, what's the big deal? Well, I think it is a big deal. So I took a pencil to paper, and I came out with All right, so if you drive like 10,000 miles a year and you get 17 miles per gallon with a two-wheel drive pickup truck on average, and last night's average price across the United States was $2.90 a gallon. Okay, so at 17 miles per gallon, you're going to use 588 gallons of gasoline, which is $1,705 for the year. At 15 miles per gallon, you're going to use $1,933 worth of fuel per year. It's only 2 miles per gallon, but that's $228 a year more that's going to cost you for that 2 miles per gallon. Well, over 10 years, let's say you keep that truck for 10 years or that car for 10 years, you're looking at $2,280 more. But the four-wheel drive costs you $3,000 more to buy it. Now you're up to $5,280 for 10 years for the extra cost of the four-wheel drive unit in that pickup truck, plus the cost of the fuel. But then it costs you more to insure a four-wheel drive pickup, because if you're in a crash, it costs more to fix it. So we add another $1,500 for that for 10 years, and we're up to $6,780 difference between a two-wheel drive and a four-wheel drive vehicle. Charles, does that seem reasonable, or have I lost my mind?
No, it seems very, very reasonable. And I'd like to say, again, that's one reason I appreciate and listen to you, because of your wisdom. But I would like to say that with the four-wheel drive, the same thing applies. You can take get a similar two-wheel drive pickup and do the coast down test, and that will give you an idea. And that can be related back to gallons, the drag you'll see by the quicker that four-wheel drive pickup will coast down to maybe the 20 miles an hour than the two-wheel drive. And thing you can do to help it is with the, as you had talked about before, the synthetic lubricants in the transfer case and the differential. Will you can do the coast down test after you put those in there too, and evaluate the improvement you're getting.
You know, we have a pickup truck. Well, we got a couple of pickup trucks here at the farm, and we needed more traction. You know, sometimes we get out in the, we have one four-wheel drive, the Dodge 1999 Dodge Cummins Turbo Diesel. And we pull heavy loads with it, and sometimes we pull them across fields. And we've got a 26-foot gooseneck trailer, and we may load that up with a heavy tractor or 10,000 pounds or 12,000 pounds of hay. And sometimes the grass is a little slippery, so we thought, bigger tires, wider tires. Well, we went from the standard size of 245, 75, 16 to 285, jumped up two sizes. And you would think that you would get more miles per gallon because those bigger tires rotate less per traveled mile, meaning the engine has to turn less, meaning you might burn less fuel. But that's not true. What happened to us is our miles per gallon went down a little bit because of the additional rolling resistance of those bigger, thicker, chunkier tread tires that we needed for more traction. And that's another thing. So tires can affect your fuel economy as well. And it dropped us down a couple miles per gallon at least by having oversized tires, which gave us more traction. Can you address that, please?
Oh, the tire patch area on the road surface is another area of friction. And like you say, the air pressure you run in the tire, but basically the wider tire is going to give you more surface area, which will lead to more friction. And in some cases, it can be insignificant. But like you're saying, I mean, practical experience and then evaluation after you make your modification is going to tell you and be the bottom line. Now, there may be stuff you can do to cut back on problems, but once you may be thinking you're going to get an improvement from the lower RPM, but like you say, That can be true in circumstances, but it ended up for you. That's like he's saying you're only going to sacrifice 2 miles per gallon with the four-wheel drive. Well, that could be true for some people, but depending on if it's a Nissan or a Cummins turbo diesel, it's going to be different.
Absolutely. You know, I had a friend who was a bicyclist, and he was training for Olympic racing. And, you know, I looked at, and this was back in the 70s, and I looked at the bike he was training in, and he didn't have big fat tires. He didn't say, you know what, I want to have these chunky fat tires on my racing bike. He had really skinny, thin tires, small patch touching. We're talking about the contact area where the tire touches the road. Tiny, tiny area, highly inflated, lots of pressure. So these tires did not have a lot of rolling resistance. And he didn't say, you know what, I want some saddlebags on this bike. You know, I want to bring, you know, everything that I need, blankets and things, you know, in case I get stranded. Oh, no. No. He had this thing stripped down to the absolute minimum that bike wouldn't just fall apart and twist apart while he was riding it. He needed the strength of the material of the bike, thin tires, but it was stripped down to the absolute minimum that he could get by with so they'd have less friction, less rolling resistance. And that's what we're talking about. That is an analogy for why you need to reduce weight if you want more miles per gallon. Simple as that, right?
Exactly. And they're just like NASCAR racers that use the most advanced science and exotic materials. Cyclists will use graphite materials for frames, and they'll shed weight anywhere they can and gain strength because it's the same thing as a competition. They want every advantage they can get, and they're very thorough.
Charles, you know, you and I were talking off air about emulsification of fuels and higher temperatures of fuels. And of course, there are inherent dangers with increasing the temperature of fuel, combustible fuel, for an automobile, even if you get better miles per gallon. There are some risks associated with that. And, class, if you're going to experiment with this, please, please consider the risks and take all the precautions not to kill yourself. Okay? So, Charles, you want to talk about fuels and engine designs and retrofits for more miles per gallon? What's happening, you know, in the experimental world?
There's always all kinds of things going on, and I am absolutely no expert, but just a few things. Just like you were talking about road contact area and friction, if people who are advances, and this is a few years old, advances in engine assembly. If you have an older V8 like a 302 or a Ford or a 350 Chevy, some of the things they've done when you assemble your engine or you're rebuilding it, you can go to coated dirt on your pistons, and they have thermal barrier coatings for the top of the piston that aid in lubrication. And again, I think the testing is always it. So once you assemble your short block, you get your piston rods assemblies in there, you take your torque wrench and rotate your engine to measure the amount of force that it takes for the engine to rotate, because you don't want that extra friction you don't need and that extra drag. But they use usually graphite coatings, on the side of the pistons, you might use a moly disulfide. And these, when you purchase these pistons too, you can already get them with the coatings on it from the aftermarket manufacturers, and there'll be a choice if you're doing even high performance or daily driving. You might want to step up from a cast piston to a hyper-eutectic piston, which is a mid-performance piston. They're very reasonably priced.
Did we lose Charles? Oh, okay, we got you.
Yeah.
Keep going. You dropped out for a second. And I think we lost him again. Yep, I guess we lost Charles. I'm pretty sure he was going to call back. One of the things I can tell you about while we're waiting for Charles to call back is I was reading that one of the... Are you back? Charles, you're breaking up. You might want to try reconnecting while... Yeah. Class, I was reading a website that talks about, you know, how to get more miles per gallon. They say, use your cruise control. I don't like cruise control. And I'll tell you why. There are a lot of reasons why I don't like it. But chief among those reasons is I don't want the car to figure out how fast it's going to go without knowing where it's going. Okay? Most cars today don't know where they're going. They don't have all the sensors of these autonomous driving vehicles. And I wouldn't want to be in one of those either. I want to be in control of the vehicle. So I don't want it to determine how fast it's going to go based on some setting that I've had, because it may creep up on the guy in front of me, or it may not be able to slow down as I want it to. So what I do is I inertia drive. And what I mean by that is as I'm going down a hill, anticipating that I'm going to be going up a hill, I will slowly accelerate so that I will gain momentum, if you will, to go up the hill and use less fuel. I'm easy on the accelerator. You know, I used to race cars, and I know what it is to pop the clutch at, you know, 5, 6, 7,000 RPM. I know what that's about. And that's really not healthy for the engine, the drivetrain, the suspension, the clutch, or even you if something were to blow. So I drive pretty easily now.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Charles in Ohio is with us, and Charles, I was mentioning that I don't use cruise control because I think it's dangerous, and I think I can get more miles per gallon by planning where I'm going, and you know, as I'm traveling, I can accelerate and decelerate in anticipation of climbing hills and those kinds of things. What are your thoughts about cruise control to save fuel? Do you think it's a good idea or not?
Very much for the same reasons that you say. I know approaching hills, I might want to get a little steam up to climb a hill, and it doesn't. It seems like the factory strategy they build into the device is aimed toward burning gas more than saving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems to me that if I've tried cruise control over the years, you know, for a couple minutes, and it seems that it accelerates way harder than I would, and it's not able to anticipate going up a hill. So what happens is it just cruises along. You're at the bottom of the hill, and it goes, uh-oh, we better accelerate, and it really pushes the gas pedal down farther than I would had I planned that to go up that hill, you know, ahead of time. So I believe it uses more fuel rather than less fuel. Plus, you know, it's controlling the speed of the car, and I think it's really dangerous. I mean, I really don't like cruise control, and I won't use it. I really won't. Charles, do you want to talk about fuel emulsifying, or is that something you want to talk about another time?
No, fuel emulsification is very important, and it is a big factor in the atomization. See, emulsifiers, when you mix in emulsification, generally we're talking about mixing gasoline and water and trying to keep them suspended together in a single continuous phase. And one thing that people were doing a while ago, they were adding acetone to their fuel tank to try and get improved mileage. And I guess under some circumstances that can work, but I've seen some very good patents on that that use the acetone as a free radical in the combustion process. You can introduce acetone, but to make it a free radical, you expose the acetone to a certain type of energy, just a simple ultraviolet light, and it makes it alters the surface tension of the gasoline, allowing it to mix a lot better, to atomize quicker, and give a more thorough combustion because it is spread out more homogeneously throughout the mixture and the cylinder.
That is the neatest thing. So, you know, that's something that I have not experimented with. So are you saying that we can introduce ultraviolet light, have the fuel go through a piece of tubing that will allow the penetration of ultraviolet to reach the gasoline, and we will be able to better mix gas and air for more complete combustion? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely, and this, like many things, can be done several different ways. See, when we talk about a water is an important, a humidification, which is the water, is an important factor in combustion. Humidification, that water can be added as a liquid. You pour it in the gas and emulsify it, or it can be introduced into the intake system as a spray. Some people use like a windshield washer type apparatus to introduce the water, or it can be introduced through separate aspiration methods above. But basically, you're putting the water and gasoline to the charge to give it more force, the expansion of the water at the time of combustion.
Quick question for you. I've got to clean out a fuel system that has had ethanol fuel in it, and I've got a lot of gunk in a mechanical fuel injection system for gasoline engine. Got a quick way for cleaning that out? That good solvent? I don't hear you. I think we lost Charles. Well, Charles, thank you so much for being with us. Look forward to another broadcast where you share your wealth of knowledge. That's Charles in Ohio. Hour number two coming up with Bert Bertonis.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.